24 years as an orthopedic surgeon, John Barrasso served as president of the Wyoming Medical Society. He was named Physician of the Year now. Happy to call him Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. John, thank you for being with us.
Well, what a privilege it is to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on today.
I appreciate it. Appreciate your good fight. And on this health care issue, obviously everyone is trying to digest what the Democrats came out with late yesterday in terms of their new happy plan for America. I know you haven't had a chance to study it very much. Of course, they haven't even revealed the details of it. But what are your impressions about what the Democrats are trying to do with regard to this new approach that they're touting as a substitute for the public option?
Well, it sounds like they're trying to throw a lot more people onto Medicare and into Medicaid. And as you sure know, that's like putting more people into a boat that's already sinking.
Yeah.
You know, they've just voted to cut all of this money, $464 billion from Medicare, and now they want people between the ages of 55 and 64, and there are 35 million of them, Fred. He wants to put them on the Medicare program and expand Medicaid, which is, the governor of Tennessee has said, is the mother of all unfunded mandates.
Yeah.
Throw all of these more people into Medicaid, where half the doctors won't even see people. As Lamar Alexander likes to say, that's like giving people a bus ticket, where the bus only comes around about half the time, because only half the doctors in the country will see these folks. So it's not a solution, and this health care plan is the wrong prescription for our country. It's raising taxes on all of us, in spite of what the president says. It is going to cut Medicare for our seniors who depend upon Medicare, and for people that have insurance that they like, the premiums that we're going to pay for those insurance costs are going to go way, way up.
It's going to expand Medicare and cut down on the type of services that are rendered under Medicare. It's going to be diluted across the board, it looks like. And of course, you can address what this looks like to the average physician out there. What are young prospective doctors thinking as they look at all this? What are doctors who now are looking at the new world? I mean, even without what they did yesterday under this health care bill, how is this going to affect the doctors? We're not going to get the same amount of medical services out there that we're used to under any of these approaches, are we?
Well, I think it's going to be much harder for doctors and for hospitals to keep their doors open if all of a sudden Washington, who is the biggest deadbeat payer, decides to put more people into a system that pays less and less for services. So you're going to end up with rationing of care for families all around the country. You know, I think doctors are worried that the research and the development and the new breakthroughs aren't going to come, because you look at all the taxes that are going to be on people that are trying to do investing and experiments to come up with the new devices. You know, I was an orthopedic surgeon, you know, the best in the new hips and the new knees. You know, nobody's going to make those sorts of investments to come up with things that are going to keep people alive longer. The rural communities, I think, are very concerned, because with all these cutbacks in Medicare and more people on the Medicare rolls, you know, those hospitals and rural communities say, how do we keep our doors open? Even the ambulance services aren't going to be able to provide the care. So we're looking at a rationed system for care, cutbacks for all health care. And what the president promised, he's just failed to keep the promises. He said, you know, if you like your plan, you're able to keep it. Well, for 11 million people on Medicare, on Medicare Advantage, they're not going to be able to keep it. He said his plan won't raise taxes a penny. But for people all around the country, they understand that the taxes are going to go up on all of us. He said it's going to slow the growth of health care costs. This is going to make health care costs go even higher. You know, you know them all, Fred.
Yeah.
You know, he said we'd have these negotiations on C-SPAN. As you just said, to start this, 10 senators got together behind closed doors. Nobody knows what was going on there, and certainly the American people don't.
Well, I like this provision, too, of having Office of Personnel Management, OPM, run this thing. You know, they're changing federal agencies and having an agency that runs the health care system for federal employees, and transporting them over to kind of whatever they're calling it, coordinate the plans, run the plans, and of course there would be a boatload of regulations put down, giving them the discretion to do certain things. And then, as I understand what they're doing, they're saying now, if they don't live up, if the insurers don't measure up according to our standards, we're still going to go back to the public option. So it's an absolute mess, and I'm just hoping that people don't let their guard down out there and think that we've really gained something here by maybe dodging the public option bullet, because we haven't really.
Well, I agree with you completely. This is just this whole program. The core of the bill is a government takeover of health care, which is going to really cut incredible amounts of money away from the seniors who depend upon Medicare. They've paid into this system, and it's to start, Fred, a whole new government program. I mean, that's the problem behind it. It's starting a whole new government program when the Medicare that we have for our seniors is gone broke already. And then the taxes, another $500 billion in taxes, is not going to do what the president said in terms of just taxing people over in a high-income group. This is going to be spread over all of the people of America. Those costs are going to continue to get passed on, and there are nine different taxes that we're looking at. That's not just one tax.
John, what do you hear about this Nelson Amendment that was voted down yesterday? Are they going, for our listeners, that amendment to basically say no taxpayer funding for abortion services? That amendment was defeated in the Senate, leaving the unusual situation where the Senate is more liberal than the House on this issue. Is there any talk to them trying to satisfy Nelson on this some way in order to get his votes? They're buying votes one way or another, left and right. I'm just wondering what they plan on doing about this issue.
And as you know, there are two separate things going on here. There is what people see on C-SPAN on the floor of the Senate, where the Republicans are offering amendments, and this, the Nelson Amendment, I was a co-sponsor of it, said basically the federal government should not pay for abortions, period. And that's the way I believe. But that's half of what's going on. The other half are the closed-door meetings in Harry Reid's office, where he's bringing senators in and doing, as you just said, trying to buy their support. So I don't know what behind-the-scenes promise there's been to Senator Nelson in terms of what they put in a manager's package, because they're really writing a whole new bill behind closed doors in Harry Reid's office. It's a substitute for the bill that we're debating on the Senate floor, and once he has a buy-in of 60 senators, then he will say, okay, bring out the substitute and force the votes through, and we'll lose our ability to offer amendments on the Senate floor. We've offered over 100 amendments, but I think we've only had votes on four or five on the Republican side.
I'll ask you very quickly. We're just about out of time, unfortunately, but are you optimistic or pessimistic in terms of being able to defeat this bill?
We are going to continue to work every day to defeat this bill. Slowing down thing. We need to do a step-by-step approach to health care. This is the wrong way to go. They still have to go to conference and get back to the Senate if it passes the Senate. And my efforts are going to make sure that that we do not pass something that I think is going to destroy health care in this country.
Appreciate it. Thank you very, very much for being with us.
Thanks, Fred.